activated. New York, London, Paris, Munich, everybody talk about
reaching up with Don Fess. Don Fess.
This is Don Fess, and we're reaching up again right now. All together in 204 countries with great in-person guests and music.
This is Wes Stafford of Compassion International joining Don Fass here on Celebrate Radio around the world.
There's a boy in Africa and he sits by the window. A tear runs down his cheek, you see, his mother is a widow. And he misses his father so much, but he's forever gone. He has no brother and no sister, he feels all alone. Yeah. A little Chinese girl in bed, from side to side she rolls. She tries with all her might, but the tears cannot control. In her dreams each night, she's playing with her little sister. But when she wakes up, there is no one there but her.
Now all the children of the world, please listen. Look outside the window, see these stars that glisten. From every child's tear a shining star is born, to wink and blink and glow from dusk till dawn.
Now all the children of the world, wake up and roar. The world is yours, it is time to open wide the door. Let it be heard in Africa and China too, it's not that far. We the children know, for we can read the twinkling star.
Dr. Wes Stafford, CEO of Compassion International, with me today on Reaching Up. Welcome, Wes. Thanks for joining us. For those who don't know, please give us a quick overview of Compassion International.
Well, Compassion International is a 60-year-old ministry, largely focused on giving children in poverty every chance they have to reach their God-given potential. We have about 1.3 million children that we're ministering to every day. Each one of those children linked to a sponsor who is there not only with the funding, but there with letters of encouragement, there with their prayers, there to really basically help us disciple these children. In these 60 years, over 2 million children have graduated from the program. And I suppose one of the things you should really know about Compassion is that we are absolutely committed, first of all, to Christ, and secondly, to his church. So everywhere we touch the lives of these children, it's a little local body of believers who are beginning training and resources to put together what we call a holistic child development program for the children of their community.
I have a sponsored child through Compassion International myself, Andy in Quito, Ecuador.
I was there just last week.
But I understand you have around 1.5 million children that you and CI take care of.
Yeah, yours and about 1.3 million more, Don.
That's pretty incredible. How did you first get involved with Compassion International and why?
Well, I have been at Compassion International for 34 years. That's quite a shock because that's longer than Jesus walked on the planet. But I have been the president for the last 20 years. I found my way to Compassion largely from a childhood growing up in Africa, where I grew up in a poverty-stricken village, much like the villages that I now serve. The poor really raised me. They had a saying, it takes the whole village to raise a child. And although my sister and I were the only white children for like a day's drive in any direction, the poor, the Africans, took us in as their own kids. And I tell people, everything I need to know to lead Compassion's worldwide ministry, I learned in that little African village. So I learned about poverty. I saw how cruel it is. By the time I was 15, Don, half of my boyhood friends had died in that village, due, as I learned later, to things they didn't need to die from: measles, malaria, starvation. There's plenty of food, there's plenty of medicine. And when I came to understand that, I realized somehow with my life, I'm going to have to bridge these two worlds, these wonderful people in America with big hearts and a big desire to help, and the poor who have great courage and great faith. And what compassion does essentially is build a bridge between these two remarkable groups of people. If it hadn't existed when I came along 34 years ago, I probably would have had to start it. It's just that close to my heart.
You mentioned that you just got back from Ecuador. You've actually traveled all over the world, so besides growing up in Africa yourself, I imagine you've seen a lot of triumphs and a lot of tragedies.
I have. You can imagine 34 years. I have been. I think I was in 26 countries last year alone. I get out there. I get to hold some of these little ones on my lap. I get to pray with their pastor, encourage their parents. You know, one of the things for being around for over three decades is that some of these little tiny ones who, you know, sat on my lap when they were 4 and 5 years old many years ago, well, today they're doctors, they're nurses, they're attorneys, they're pastors. And it is such a reward for me to now to sit and talk with them and worship with them, you know, man to man, man to woman, when I remember when they were just tiny little children. The most fascinating thing about what we do is children grow up. And if you've given them the opportunity, if you've helped them come to a relationship with Jesus Christ, well, now they are the ones that change their nations.
For those who don't know, that little, and I want to stress that little, coffee money every month, what does it do for a child?
Well, it does come as quite a surprise. What that will do for your child, let me talk about your child in Quito, Ecuador. That child, probably 5 days a week after schooling in the morning, she probably attends the public school in the morning, comes to that little local church, and 200 or 300 children gather together with your child. They get a warm, nutritious meal right away. If they are struggling in their schooling in any way, they are given tutoring help so the children of the poor succeed in school. Lots of social development programs. They're probably on a soccer team or a volleyball team. Lots of vocational training kinds of things. Starts off with, you know, paintings and knitting and things, just to see how God wired them. What are their abilities? What could they maybe do with their life? Clearly, because it's done through the local church, they hear the love of God. They see the love of God. I can tell you that 164,000 of these children accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior last year at the knee of their pastor. That means about 400 a day. Now the job is to disciple them, to prosper, to leave poverty behind, and to reach their full God-given potential.
In the case of my child and many people sponsor children through Compassion, we, of course, get letters and find out about each child's progress. Andy in Quito also sends me really sweet drawings, sometimes of his pet dog and bird and chicken, yep, his home and where he goes to school, and it's pretty exciting to watch him grow.
Yeah, he's on his way. I can tell you that the role of a sponsor is way beyond the financial resources that they put in, like $38 a month. The big thing is their prayers and these letters. You cannot imagine what a lifeline these letters are to a little child living in a poverty setting. When a sponsor says, "I believe in you, I'm watching you grow, way to go in that picture, you're getting better and better all the time. Oh, did your soccer team win a trophy?" All of this pushing of admiration and encouragement goes right straight to the heart and soul of that child. And you can imagine in a poverty setting, they may not get a lot of that. I could tell you the stories all day of grown-ups that I met with, even last week in Ecuador, who will say, you know, two great things happened for me through Compassion's role in my life. Number one, I gave my life to Christ. And number two, my sponsor got me to believing in myself, and I learned never give up. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And it was the words of my sponsor in a letter that really launched my life.
That's quite exciting, and I've lived it, at least from this relatively comfortable end. I hope one of these days to get to Quito, Ecuador, because sponsors can make arrangements through Compassion International to visit their children.
Absolutely. You know, over 6,000 sponsors met their children last year alone. You wonder, does that child really exist? Are you doing what you say you do? I say, I don't know. Be your own audit trail. Go to your child's country. If you get there on a missions trip or a business trip, we will get you face-to-face with your child. Or sometimes, probably 20 times a year, we organize groups. You know, all of the sponsors in Ecuador who want to come along, we can take the first 40. Come join us. Not only meet your child and their family and their church and see their community, but watch. You know, watch 39 other people do the same with their child.
Well, I'm getting pretty excited about doing that, and I think it's coming soon.
Oh, Don, I really hope you do that. I think I can tell you this, the whole thing is far better than you know.
I can picture it, so I think it's coming soon. I can envision it.
All you got to do is call Compassion and say, you know, I'd kind of like to visit my child in Ecuador. And they'll take it from there. They will tell you everything you need to know to get there. They will meet you at the airport. They will take you to your child. They'll get you safely settled into a hotel. We've done this 6,000 times a year. We can make this a wonderful experience for you.
I hope you will join us and be a hero or heroine in a child's world starting today. There's a very special opportunity. Just go to the Compassion banner on top of CelebrateRadio.com, where you can help kids here and overseas for the same small monthly donation. An opportunity you won't find anywhere else but by clicking on the Compassion banner at CelebrateRadio.com. CelebrateRadio.com. Now back to Dr. Wes Stafford. Wes, I want to ask you, as big as Compassion International, caring for 1.5 million children each day around the world, you've got a really awesome new project that goes way beyond even that, about getting rid of all extreme world poverty. Tell us about Live 58, which goes way beyond just good intentions.
It's, I think it's one of the most exciting initiatives going on right now. In the church. Compassion ministering to 1.5 million, that's wonderful, but that is just a drop in the bucket. And what we are trying to do is stir up God's church to realize compassion isn't the only vehicle. There are many ways that you can reach out and help the poor, whatever touches your heart. And so what we've put together is Live 58. It's built on Isaiah 58. It's, the pivotal point is a feature-length film, but we also have a book called Live 58. We have a website called live58.org. What we are trying to do is off of Isaiah 58, you know, there are over 2,000 verses in the Bible that speak about the poor, and some of them very clearly what God wants and expects of us when it comes to the poor, but probably nothing more powerful and more precise than Isaiah chapter 58. And essentially, God is talking to his people, really, really good people, but they're missing the mark. They're missing the most important thing. And he starts out in 58, so shout it aloud and don't hold back. You gather together, you sing loud, you pray loud, you fast, you act as if you really want me to come nearby, you act as if you're humbling yourselves. But you can't keep doing what you're doing. You can't keep that kind of a fast. This is what I expect of you who want to follow me, who want to live out your faith in a hurting world. This is what I expect of you. I expect of you to loosen the chains of injustice. I expect you to untie the yoke of the oppressed. I expect you to share your food with the hungry, to provide shelter for the wanderer, to clothe the naked. If you will do this, you will discover that in giving you receive. He says in verse 8, if you do this, then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your own healing will come quickly. When you pray, when you cry out to me, I will actually hear you. And if you spend yourselves on behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, your light will rise in the darkness, and God will guide you always. It's an incredibly powerful passage of Scripture, and what we're trying to do is challenge God's people to understand that you don't have the option of living in a hurting world without doing something about the poor. And Don, one of the things that's broken our hearts is we've discovered that well over half of American Christians are doing nothing about the poor, as if this suffering isn't even going on their planet. We discovered recently that over 50% of American churches, they've never heard their pastor even speak about poverty. It's not that they don't care, it's just that they don't know a great deal about it. And those of us who have lived this 34 years myself at Compassion, organizations like Compassion that have poured themselves into the church at both ends of this spectrum, feel obligated to challenge the church to really live out its faith. Now, one of the hardest things is we get overwhelmed by poverty. We think it's this huge magnitude and it's insurmountable. It kind of get paralyzed and therefore, you know, wind up doing nothing. Edmund Burke said, "All that's necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing." I've discovered that good men do nothing for only two reasons. Number one, they don't know what to do. And number two, they don't know who to trust. And what we are trying to do is to present to people, what can you do? And for the first time maybe in history, to present the thought that this is doable. You have to understand that in 1980, over half of our world lived in extreme poverty, 52%. About 20, 30 years later, it's been cut in half. It's down to only 26% of our world. And that cutting in half hasn't been with the church really engaged the way the church could be engaged. And so what we're doing is we're talking to the next generation saying, come on, choose a cause, something outside of yourself, something bigger than yourself, something that requires your talent, your time, your treasure. And why not poverty? Why not the generation be the generation that in 25 years absolutely pushes this off the planet? It is so doable. For the first time in history, we've cut it in half in the last 30 years. No reason why we can't finish the job in the next 30 years. But we need everybody on deck. Everybody needs to do a bit of their part. And what we've done with Live 58 is put in people's hands resources, Bible studies, organizations that we have vetted, that we know you can trust them. Choose one and fast something of your life. You know, normally when we think fast, we think hold off on food. Well, yeah, that's true. Fasting means you give up something that you really care about for something you care more about. And we're arguing in the materials that we're sharing that fasting means, I don't know, why don't you fast some of your time? Why don't you fast some of your resources? Why don't you fast some of your talent and abilities? Give it to God to advance His kingdom by sharing His love on this planet. We're hoping to create a grassroots movement of God's people. If within 5 years, no two Christians should ever talk to each other and say, so what are you doing about the poor? And the guy say, well, nothing. I don't know what to do. I believe in 5 years, every Christian, this is going to be a part of our walk with God.
We're going to be broadcasting this over and over again until just about everyone in our present and future audience is reached. But if people really want to experience their heart being broken, and that's what it takes beyond good intentions. There are lots of Live 58 videos on YouTube, and they can go to the Compassion or Live 58 websites and really have their hearts broken, right?
That's right. Yeah, you have to pretty much decide that you're not getting involved because there are powerful, powerful, easy ways to allow this to be a part of your walk with God, your cause. All of us together, this is a very doable thing.
I personally want to thank you, Dr. West, for all you've done and all you are doing. Dr. West Stafford, one of my heroes. And you can be a hero or a heroine, too. Click on the Compassion banner on CelebrateRadio.com now for a very, very special opportunity. And tell your friends. That's the Compassion banner on CelebrateRadio.com.
There's a boy in Africa, and he sits by the window. A tear runs down his cheek, you see, his mother is a widow. And he misses his father so much, but he's forever gone. He has no brother and no sister, he feels all alone. Yeah. A little Chinese girl in bed from
side to side she rolls. She tries with all her might, but the tears cannot control. In her dreams each night, she's playing with her little sister. But when she wakes up, there is no one there but her.
Now all the children of the world, please listen. Look outside the window, see these stars that glisten. From every child's tear a shining star is born, to wink and blink and glow from dusk till dawn.
Now all the children of the world, wake up and roar. The world is yours, it is time to open wide the door. Let it be heard in Africa and China too, it's not that far. We the children know, for we can read the twinkling star.
If you're not born to the same parents,
we are sisters and brothers.
If you don't share the same blood,
we are family.
Even if you don't live under the same roof,
we are brothers and sisters.
And if your skin color is different,
we are family.
Even if we have different religions,
we are sisters and brothers.
Even if you speak strange languages,
we are family.
If you dress in funny clothes,
we love you just the same.
Even if you are the Eskimos and the poles,
we love you just the same.
King is a fool. One
could only remember to see all around two different eyes, you would discover a world anew, the beauty and best in our life. You know that love is the key that releases fear and pain. So open your eyes and your heart and allow yourself to see through the eyes of a child. Miracles do occur through the eyes of a child. The world is innocent and pure. Through the heart of a child, love truly does exist. See like a child, be like a child.
This is Don Fass. Join us next weekend and keep reaching up. And be sure to tell us where you're listening. Write me at reachinguprradio@gmail.com. reachinguprradio@gmail.
This is the Celebrate Radio Network.
Radio Network.
From Seattle to Paris, Bangkok to Jerusalem.